Hi, and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome to this new show on Saturday night. This show has been on for some time, and we have changed the time a couple of times, I think. But now, I think we're going to stay here. And thank you all for following so faithfully this show. And thanks to the Italian audience. Thank you to the Bangkok, Thai audience. Thank you to my U.S. audience. Thank you so much. Let me give you the numbers right away if you want to call and have a session with me on air here. Toll free for U.S. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Or U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. This is toll free, both for U.S. and Canada. Or, no matter where you are in the world, you can call the direct line 001-530-876-3222. Obviously, if you have Skype, it's easy. Just go there and choose that you want to call to U.S., and then you can call toll free. So you can call free wherever you are. But just be sure that the connection is great, that the connection is fast enough, so that we don't have interruptions as we talk. Today's topic, overcoming the fear of change. I'll be asked to talk about this topic specifically because in life, we're going through so many moments of transition, especially when we want to grow, when we want to change our life from one step to another step, from this step where we are now to the next step, or through unfulfilled life to a fulfilled life, okay? We have to do it. We have to make a change. What is this change? How can we make this change? And how can we especially overcome the fear of this change? When somebody comes to me and says, well, I would like to change my life. I see them sometimes stuck in a situation that it does not belong to them anymore. It belonged to them before. It has been helpful. They've been growing up so much. This has given them much. They have understood many things about themselves. But at this moment in time, they need to change. They need to shift their reality from one point to another point. Because life is in movement. It either goes up or it goes down. Okay? Because the cycle of duality, the cycles of day and night, is a natural way of living in this world. We cannot just go against this law of dual exchange of night and day, of good and bad, or of up and down. Before, when something comes up, when somebody comes to me and says, I would like to change my life at this point, there's something that needs to be changed. Then I said, yes, of course, because you have to shift at this point. Otherwise, you would just keep on repeating the same cycle without never coming out. And at that point, you will feel yourself stuck. You would say, why am I repeating always the same kind of things in this life? For many people, life is always the same. Disaster 1, disaster 2, disaster 3, disaster 4, disaster 5, disaster 6, until the end of their lives. They say, oh my God, my life has been a disaster. But you want to change it. You can change it because you have within you the great willpower of the mind that God gave you. God created this universe with His own power, with His own mind. You have the same sparkle within you that can make your cycle shift to another cycle. So our past shows have been a lot technical. I've been given techniques, and you can go there on the archives and download all the techniques, all the master classes I've been given to you. Now we're going to put into practice, into daily, all the techniques, all the methods into daily problems that we're going to have. So, in this world, there is movement, as I've been telling you before, and there is stillness. Only when we stop, when we sit down with intention, with clear intention, and we come back to the source. And we can do that through meditation. Once we are in contact with the source, the moment, the place of stillness, the place where duality, night and day, good and bad, does not work anymore. Because this is, we get in touch with what have created, what has created this duality. At that point, we become powerful enough to change, to shift the cycle of our lives without too much effort. In other words, to change the cycle of the life that you're in now, you have to step out of the cycle. And to step out of the cycle properly, you have to stop the cycle. You have to break the cycle. In the last show called Astrology of the Soul, I've given at the end of the show a technique to break the cycle so that you can stop it, you can freeze it. And from that moment, when your mind is clear, when you stepped out, then is the time to come back into border life, the life of movement, the life of where things are happening, with a new idea, with a new cycle that you can choose, that you can apply into movement for your conscious willpower, for your conscious intention, okay? So I encourage people, yes, to change, but they have to change consciously for what is better without the filters of the intellect. Once, if we want to change our lives, we have to change it from this cycle into another cycle, okay. But why do you have to step back to the point that you get out of the cycles you're in now? Because otherwise, obviously, you will bring something with you of this cycle to the next one. And let me tell you something. Once you wish, of course, a few things will come with you anyway, because to shift a cycle totally, you need to be a free soul. You need to be a self-enlightened human being, which is not human anymore. You become a divine being. You become like Krishna. You become like Christ. Or you become like old self-realized master. Your individuality, your individual spark will stay the same, but you have to move out of these cycles and go into another one without bringing the old patterns of your intellect. So you have to step out without bringing your own shadows, and you have to step out of them. And what does it mean, shadows? It means those people, those situations that are not acting physically anymore, or sometimes they do, but they're mostly acting in your mind. The shadow of your father in your mind. The shadow of your mother in your mind. The shadow of your teacher in your mind. Or of your friend. Those shadows, those voices within you, those images within you that tell you, you should do this, you should do that, you should go to that school, you should go to that job, you should find a job, you should change, you should do that, you still didn't do it, maybe you cannot do it. All these people are talking in our mind. These are the shadows that are acting within us. They have influence upon us. And they are actually usurping your energy. You have to step out of this cycle to create a new one. Other people's opinion is still in the old cycle. They're all influences. Just you have to break this cycle and step into a new one. Also, when people want to change something, what is important to understand is they have to make this change based on something. I mean, what I mean is they cannot just jump. I just be sure that they don't just jump from one thing to another without having anything under their feet. In other words, they have to be loyal to something. They have to be loyal even if it's a principle, a spiritual idea, something that a moral principle or something that guides them throughout their lives, no matter what happens outside of them. Okay? That means I want to find joy in my life. I want to find a sense of peace in my life. You need to have something within you, or you need to be loyal to your own path, to your own vocation, to your own passion. Or you need, it can also be just learning about life. I want to learn about life. I want to do something. Then what happens is that life gives you an opportunity to learn something, and then you get stuck in that and you forget your purpose behind it. If you come back to your purpose, then, and you be loyal to that, then it's safe to make a change. Because some people make changes, but they don't have anything behind it. They don't ground themselves on a rock. You have to ground yourself on a rock, and from there be flexible to change. Okay, fear of change at that point comes only when we think that life is happening to us and not that we are happening to life. And this is the point, because life is not happening to us. You are happening to life. And for this reason, you have to ask yourself, who is the ruler of your life? Who rules your life at this point? You have to ask yourself these questions. You have to look at your shadows. You have to look at the thoughts you have in your own mind within yourself, something that happens within yourself. When new opportunities show up, then most of the time these new opportunities secretly call you to your dream. And what is your reply to that? What is your reply to that? You have to understand who's the ruler of your life. Most of the time, there's a shadow ruling our life. We have to get rid of that shadow. We have to step out of that. We have to appreciate what it has been taught us, what it has been teaching us, but then we have to step out of that so that we can follow and go towards our dream. We can be open to our own opportunities. Who is in charge of your life? Are you in charge of your life or not? If you're alone and you do what you want during the day, that does not mean that you're in charge of your life. If you do all sort of nasty things, you are not in charge of your life. Because you are not free to make the right choice for you. You see, you are just driven totally by your subconscious forces. You have to step out. You have to do something in a healthy way. And moments of transitions for people who choose to move further in life are happening very often. Very often. My life has been a moment of transition probably since I was 17. I would say the first times it came, showed up, I said, this is a moment. Now I grew up a little bit more, and I realized that life is a moment of transition until you become perfect. We're on our way to perfection, okay? So there is a moment of transition, and this is an important moment, and it can be a long moment of transition. When we pass from dependence to independence. And this must happen. It is better. This must happen. It must happen. And it is a matter of choice. You have to choose to become totally independent and totally in charge of your life. When we are children, we are mainly powerless. Because we depend on our circumstances around us. We depend on our parents. We depend on what they teach us. We depend on our teachers. We depend on our friends. We depend on so many things because we don't have the willpower, the understanding, and the maturity to move towards something greater. We don't know that yet. We don't know how to use it. We think life is just what it has been given to us, just what is around. We just accept everything, which is a great thing. Now, you should use that quality of acceptance and just being at all with everything as children have, but while using your power of choice. And that makes you independent. That transition from being an adult, from being a child to being an adult, is a moment of transition that happens until you are totally in charge of your life. And that happens, you know, in a span of many, many years. It's not just one thing. Life gives us the choice to be independent or not. And maybe, you know, just focusing on a particular event in our lives. At that moment, we have the choice to step forward from that childhood kind of dependence until we become totally in charge. And then something else happens that shows us another aspect of change, and then we can change also that point. Okay, so we have to understand that this moment of transition from childhood to adulthood is something that must happen. Even if you're 50, even if you're 60, there's always something that we're moving from. Because until we have a shadow in our mind that tells us, that creates us dependence, create dependence inside of us, then at that point, we need to make that transition, which is the transition from being dependent to being independent. Sometimes, also, another thing that people say, I would like to change, but I'm not feel ready yet. There's something, I don't know why, I would like to go from here to here, that's fine, but I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know how I can be ready. Now, we're going to talk about that. Let me give you the numbers again in case you want to call. For U.S., toll-free 877-876-5227. Let me repeat it again. 877-876-5227. Or for U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And again, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, dialing the international code 001, and then 530-876-3222. You can also go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, and sign up for my newsletter, which you will receive every week. And you can open your free account on my website, which will give you access to articles, excerpts of my books and courses, audio recording, some of the archives of this show, and more. The free material section will expand. I highly recommend you to sign up, which is because it's free. And you can also contact me, write me an email at livejoy@joycelestial.org. It's not .com, it's the website, it's .org. So livejoy@joycelestial.org. And please stay in touch. I'll be happy to receive your email. I'm happy to reply as much as I can to all the emails. And you can also book a session with me on the website, either an Astrology for Life Mastery session or a life-shifting session. Let's move on with our talk today and overcoming the fear of change. We were talking about how some people not yet feel ready for a change. So when that comes up, you have to ask yourself two questions, okay? Is this the moment for a change? Simply, is this the moment for a change, or am I pushing it? Or am I forcing it? Okay? Sometimes you just need to wait because the universe has its own timing. You have to understand that even though the universe knows your intention, knows that you want your change to happen, sometimes there are certain things, certain cycles that have to come to the right point for you to make this change happen successfully. Okay? If something happens before time, maybe it's not yet complete. You have to wait 9 months for a baby to come out of his mother. You cannot just push him out before, because otherwise it is not appropriate. Okay? That means that you have to wait sometimes for the right cycle to come, for the right moment to come. And that's fine. So you probably know already this change is going to happen, especially if you're quite a very sensitive person. But sometimes you just have to wait. Wait a little bit and see what happens. New information will be given. New things will happen. The right person will be there only in 3 days and not now. Okay, et cetera, et cetera. So is it the moment for a change? Is this the right moment for a change? Maybe yes, maybe not. If your attitude is that of always pushing and pushing and pushing, at that point, you need to learn how to be patient a little bit and understand that the universe has cycles. You have to acquaint yourself with the eternal timing of the universe. Because when you will be free, you will live in eternity. Therefore, that's a lesson that you need to learn. So, is this the moment for a change? First question. Is something happening around me that needs more time? This is part of the same question anyway. Another thing is, sometimes it is the moment for a change. Because you see that what's behind you cannot be accessed anymore, or it doesn't nurture you anymore. You really need to make the change at that point. But maybe you need to prepare yourself. You need some preparation. You need some skills. Okay, so you have to prepare yourself. So maybe you need new skills, new abilities, or you have to gather more information, or to reorganize your time. Sometimes it just means reorganizing your time just means to make your life simpler. When life gets too messy, messed up, you can just make it simpler. And at that point, when you start reorganizing your life in a more simple way, you will see that you will have more time. Do you need more information upon what, upon the subject or topic that relates directly to what you want to change about in your life? Just look for that. Just look for that information. And get rid of the anxiety and worry, the fact that you don't, that you're still missing something. I mean, we have the internet. Just go there and just look for all the information you need. You want to make a change in your life? You don't have the skill? Okay, put that into account. Once you have reorganized your time, and that means making life more simple, then organize your time in a way that you can acquire those new skills or new abilities. For example, there was, when I was at the acting school in London, there was this woman that I admired so much. I was younger, but she was, I think, over 45. And she started to act only at that moment, because before she had other life's responsibilities. She started at that moment. And let me tell you, she was an amazing actress, because she knew this is the time of my life now where all the past cycles of my family and my sons who are grown up now is finished. And now it's my time. I'm coming to the acting scene. I'm coming on stage. She was a really, really good actress. And her intention was to make acting for herself as a full-time job. And I believe she succeeded because she was a really great actress at that point. I really admired her. So she was acquiring the skills at that age necessary to make a change. Most people say that they cannot change when they are 22, 24, 20. That's ridiculous. My grandfather, you know, and he was an old, you know, in the old times of Sicily, you know, he was totally in another world. He started to study after he had the third elementary school at the age of 26. He started to study at that age. And he had a great career as a teacher, and also he entered in politics, and was very successful, and he had a very beautiful life. He had such willpower that he could move the mountains. Okay? Why shouldn't you have that? Okay, you might be more emotional instead of willing, but you have all the tools, God gave you all the tools within you to succeed in what is your role in life. Okay, you have the tool. How do you know what your role is about? We're going to talk about this because sometimes we don't have to think about it too much. It's just a matter of understanding what the next step is about. So, to understand that, you should reorganize your time. Make your life free from all that is not necessary so that you can support this change. Okay, because you need energy. This moment of your life, this is a life-changing moment that needs energy. It needs your energy, so you have to make a sacrifice. And the sacrifice simply means that you must direct your energy towards what is required to support this change and leave all the other things outside. Leave them out. Cut them out. Make this sacrifice, which is a very good sacrifice. Just, you know, That change is, this change in my life now has a priority. Therefore, I'm going to direct all my energy towards what is required to make this change happen. And your intention, generated, empowered by your mind, will make this happen. Absolutely. Because energy, when you direct it, generates a new reality. Exactly as, a ray of the sun, if channeled to a glass on a grass, it can burn it. Because that is the power of the concentrated mind, of all that energy that is directed towards one point only, that will generate an effect in your life. So energy generates a new reality if your the ray of your intention is directed towards one point. There is no other chance this change would happen. Something comes out because it has been generated, you see. It cannot just come out of nothing. And this energy will help you to generate a new situation in your life, your new reality. You cannot just stay there and think, well, this is going to happen one day or another. You have to generate it. Nothing comes out in your life if that has not a cause. This is the law of cause and effect that we live normally in this universe. It is the law of this universe. And yes, you can be beyond all these laws once you get still and come back to the creative source. From there, anyway, then you come back on this planet and you have to deal with these laws. The way you deal with them makes a real difference. And what is this reality made of? What is this reality made of objectively? It is made of the elements, but what it is made of subjectively, it is made by your perceptions. The perceptions that you have of this reality, the perception that you have of your life, how you perceive your life, that is what makes your reality happen. And if you become a master of your mind, if you understand the conscious power which is beyond this mind, you can create your reality. You can move toward the right change. And the field of change absolutely ends up as soon as you understand that you are happening to life. Once you meet a friend on the street, you have been happening to them. Only from your own point of view, it seems that he's happening to you. But in truth, you're happening to them. And this is what I love about yoga, especially Raja Yoga, which is the royal path of yoga that unites all the paths of yoga in their cream teachings, let's say creamy teachings, and that will allow you to become a master of your mind. And the universe experiments his creation through the tools of perception that are acting through you. And if you become a master of your mind, then the universe will experiment the creation through the perceptions that you choose. And at that point, you are the creator of your life. You are in charge of your life. When you're in charge of your life, there's nobody else in charge of your life. Life is not happening to you. You are happening to life. And here, before you start making things happen, you have to ask yourself two questions, because change is not possible. A real change that has a meaning, that gives life a meaning, is not possible if you don't have answered these two questions, okay? What do I value? This is always the same question, but it's such an important question. What is it that you value in your life? What is it that you value? What is your spiritual ideal? What is it that you really value? Don't answer things that you should answer. Think about yourself. What do you really value? Just get everyone out of your head. Imagine that you're totally alone. Nobody ever had an influence on you. Imagine that you're totally alone. Nobody would know your answer. Just secretly to yourself, answer this question. What do I value? And the other question you need to answer, These are really important because it will allow you to give you a ground, strong ground upon your chain, that so that you can make this change happen for real. The other one is, the other question is, what gives me joy? What gives me joy? Follow that, follow the questions, follow the answers to those two questions. What do I value and what gives me joy in a healthy way? And life will happen. Life will unfold. If you understand that you're not a victim of the situations in your life, but you have the power, the God mind power, the godly power within you to make yourself happening to life. This is a problem now that we're going to deal with, and I still want to give you the number for the session in case you want to call. I've realized that I have to give these numbers many times because in the last few shows I've given it only at the beginning, and then I just kept on talking. I want to just give it more time in case you want to have a chance to call me and to have a session with me. If not, it's okay. You can just join this masterclass. I would be happy anyway. And thank you for your emails anyway. USA toll free 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. USA and Canada 888-815-9756. Always toll free 888-815-9756. Or the direct line 001, which is the international dialing code for US, and 530-876-3222. Remember, you can go to my website, know more about myself, www.joycelestial.com. Divine Attunement for Higher Living is the tagline. And you can sign up on my newsletter or create your free account on my website, which will give you access to all the free material section, where you will find audio excerpts from my courses and teachings, techniques. You will find book excerpts from my own two books, Soulmate Connection and Golden Joy, which is an amazing book of meditation. I highly advise it to everyone. It has a spiritual vibration. You know, I have to say something about myself. I don't really enjoy talking too well about myself, but that's fine. Because I realize that you have to do it sometimes. That's fine. So you can download those books on the website. You can join the courses. New courses are coming. Just open your free account. It's free. Or write me an email. I'll be happy to reply to you as much as I can. I'm very happy when I receive emails from you. And thank you for your request. Thank you for all those people who have been writing. I'm very glad you wrote, and please stay in touch so that we can move further with all our teachings. Now, what I want to talk about more upon this subject, for this subject about changing, is that we need to understand that the intellect cannot be always satisfied, because sometimes when we want to change towards a satisfactory change, we don't still have a clear picture. We cannot still see the whole picture. So the need for intellectual satisfaction, for your logical mind to be satisfied, need to be moderated a little bit. Because the real change, the change that brings us forward, comes through intuitive guidance. And intuition is a tool that everyone has, God has given to everyone, as part of our own being. It's not a supernatural power. It is a natural part of you. Intuition has been given by God so that we could move further toward a perfect balance. And our balance means always the balance of the universe as well. But intuition, because the universe is a work in progress, intuition shows what we have to do, one step at a time. So we know what's next, but we do not still the whole picture. So we need to have faith enough to do the next step and say, I know this is what I have to do, and here it is. And once you're there, once you stepped into the next step, you will see other things happening, new doors opening, because you made the change already. You started that change already. So sometimes we know that the next step is just that one, and we don't understand why. And if you have a prophetic gift, that's great. You might see the whole picture at the beginning. You might see it. But if your gift is more visual, for example, or auditory, or a feeling, or a knowing, sometimes you don't get a whole picture right away. You get it later as you step on the next step. The next step is always available for everyone. Nobody is ever lost. You have the next step in front of you if you stop trying to have intellectual satisfaction at all times. Your intellect will become satisfied as soon as you understand that you're following your intuition. Then your intellect will say, wow, I'm following something beyond logic. And if you can be satisfied with that, that's great. That's great. But your intuition tells you the next step. And we know, we don't know why, but we know that's it. That's it. So you step into that. Okay? Now, if you want really have, if you want to really have an intellectual satisfaction, and at the same time use it to build your power of thought, then I suggest you create a map in front of you, really physically, create a map with all the places where you are happening now. That means the place where you're happening now, that means what is happening in your life. For example, in your job, you're happening in that situation, because that situation happens in your life. That means that you are happening there. I mean, just shift your idea that life is happening to you into you're happening to life. Create this map and write. Write on the top of the map how I am happening into life. Okay? And then you create for each section, for each thing that you can see in your life, just create a map. I happen here. In friendships, I happen in this situation. I happen with these people. In my love life, I happen with these people, et cetera, or situation, or stuff, or event, whatever you want. You're happening into life right now. This is a self-analysis. It will make you understand what's happening. You might see patterns repeating, things that doesn't matter. But whatever you can't see, then shift it and create a new map with the places and situations where you want to happen. This is your ideal reality, your happening, your new happening. This is, and then write with the same title, absolutely the same title as the old one, how I am happening to life. But this time, put the situation, the places, the people where you want to happen. And to do that, when you do this new map, what is really important that you should take out, you should, as use the word should, let me tell you have, or whatever, take out your shoulds. It's not about what you should do. It's about what is your independence. It's about your independent way of living. What are your choices? What you want? What do you value? What gives you joy? How would you like your life to be? Allow yourself to dream, no matter if that comes real or not. That comes real or not. Allow yourself to dream. Dream great. If people have done it in some sort of way, they might not have had all the things that you put in a map all together, because that's your unique vision. But some people surely have a great relationship. Some people surely have a fantastic job. Some people surely have a lot of joy in their lives. Some people have realized what they wanted. So, if somebody else did it, why shouldn't you? God doesn't make preferences. Of course you have your own karma. You have your own, what you can say, present limitations. But those are made not to be, not to stay. Those are meant to be overcome by your conscious choice. Make this transition. Now, another thing, if you want to change your life, you act to act. Whatever change you want to do, whatever things you want to start, you have to act on three levels of your consciousness. And these three levels are the conscious level, which is also called the conscious fear, the subconscious level, which I also call the subconscious fear, and the superconscious level, which is also called the superconscious fear. These are spheres of existence of us in ourselves. And the conscious sphere relates to what we're doing now in the moment that we are awake. Things in life where there is action at the present moment, when things are happening, when we are happening to life consciously. This is the conscious sphere. And if you want to relate it to the gaze of the eyes, this is associated with the gaze of the eyes when they look straight forward in front of you. And if you keep this gaze of the eyes for a long time with the intention to understand the conscious fear, you will tap into that. It's really important because we need to understand the difference of these fears so that we know when we are in tune with this, because they're always acting within ourselves. They're always present within ourselves. Then we have the subconscious fear. The subconscious fear is wider because it has all our patterns, mind patterns, all our fantasies, all our dreams, all our desires. And also, this is a part that is in connection with a collective consciousness, with group consciousness, with the group, with your neighborhood, with your city, with your country, and even with the world. The subconscious has great, great power. And this is the beautiful thing. Since we're all connected subconsciously, and the subconscious still has to do with the dual life, with its cycles of good and bad, or whatever is happening here, you can influence the subconscious fear consciously by making affirmations, by making choices. And since we're all connected, your own subconscious that relates to your own desire, to your own mind pattern, will connect with the subconscious of everyone around you, and that vibration will give you a result. So, consciously, we have to manage to choose what the subconscious will give us in return. The subconscious fear will, how it will work. And what I like about yoga is that it acts on both these levels and also on the superconscious level, which I'm going to explain in a moment, automatically. Because the subconscious is so wide, it's a huge power behind us. We cannot take everything under control, but the yoga techniques actually are acting on all these three levels into the purest center of our nature, and that means that no matter what we consider, we don't consider, we're going to clean up everything. We're going to clean up everything, just in the same way that you don't know how much dust there is on your ground, on the floor of your house. As you start sweeping, everything goes away. This is the yoga techniques. It will just work. Then we have the superconscious sphere. That superconscious sphere within ourselves is the part of stillness within ourselves that is in contact with the divine source of everything, which is beyond the subconscious, wider. This is where the subconscious is generated. This is where everything is generated. It's the divine spark, which is in contact with the divine. Within us, it's our divine selves. It's our divine mind. When these three levels are working together, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious, part of ourselves, working together into one direction, you are the creator of your life. Success is guaranteed. Just work to make these things happen. Conscious means that you have to take action. Subconscious means that you have to influence your subconscious through affirmations, through conscious choices. Superconscious means that you have to stay, you have to practice something to stay attuned with God, with the universe, with the universal intelligence. And from there, cooperate with it in order to show your own needs to God, to the universe, and ask for His help into that in the most positive way, harming none. Yoga techniques help you to do that because they act on the multidimensional levels of yourself. You don't have to account for everything. There are many things that we don't know, but still, we can act upon even what we don't know through yoga practices or through true spiritual practices that connect directly with the universe. But we have to be conscious about what we're doing. Because even if we connect with the universe, but we're not conscious of our change, of what we ask, then it will take longer. It will take a long time. But if we understand the nature of the universe, the cycles of the universe, and when we get in touch, we offer that into the universe, and we say, okay, universe, please help me in balancing all this. Then this is what we will get back, perfect balance, perfect power. Yoga techniques act directly in all our system, at all levels, bringing balance to ourselves as a whole. In fact, yoga means union. It comes from the verb to yoke, unite. At one point, once you've practiced yoga practices or true spiritual practices with true understanding of the cycles of life, of the universal power, okay, you will realize that your consciousness has changed. You have gotten to the point where you're maturing, when you're getting real independence, because you become a master of your mind. This is what your Raja Yoga is about. You usually know, this is a quote that I would like to tell you, it's my quote, it's true. You usually know which danger you are encountering once you have luckily passed it. Yoga will make you pass that danger, and then you say, oh my God, I was going through that and did not realize it. Thank you. Thank you. Because once you are into a reality, it is difficult to understand objectively what you are going through. You need to have another person in front of you to tell you, tells you in that moment, look, you're going through this. Can you open your eyes, please? Or practice yoga. And sometimes, yoga, I don't mean just other yoga, the yoga that you do at the gym just for your body. The mind training, meditation techniques, Kriya Yoga. Practice something strong that will break those cycles, that will push you forward, will make you understand. Okay, let's move on. Once you find yourself stuck in a situation, you want to change that, you need to ask yourself this question. What was it that brought me here at the beginning? Why did I start doing this at the beginning? What was my motivation at the beginning? So, sometimes we find ourselves in situations that don't fulfill us, that we're not happy about that. We want to change it. We don't understand. Life seems stuck. But still, at the beginning, we did that because we thought that that could give us what we wanted, okay? It depends on certain, you know, it depends on what you were wanting at that moment. But what was it that brought me here? You can ask that in another way. So you can change. Follow that. Come back to that. What was your motivation at the beginning that brought you there? What motivated you to do that step, to make that step? Come back to do that. Don't think it is past. If it is past, it is usually a conscious transition, okay? So most of the time it's not past. It is still there. Your motivation is still there. What brought you there? If you passed that motivation, if you passed what brought you there, then you went to a conscious transition. That means that you have another motivation, pushes you towards something, and at that point you have to use your intuition to know what the next step is about. But most of the time, we get lost in what the new environment brings, and we momentarily lose sight of what brought us there. So get unstuck. What brought me here? Is this giving me what I expected? Is this giving me what I really wanted? If not, don't ask yourself why you ended up there. When you feel it's time to change, change. When you're not satisfied anymore, change. Change. Change in a nice way. Don't be brutal. Change softly, smoothly. And don't mean that you have to cut off everything drastically unless it's really necessary. Unless somebody is abusing you. But make this change a smooth change so that you can see your life changing and also enjoy it. Enjoy yourself in the change. Another important thing is you need to practice your intention. In order to be successful in your change, you have to start practicing your intention so that it has an effect on your life in the most efficient way. And if you're not used to it, sometimes we feel that our intentions are weak. So, I'm going to give you a practice now, which is easy. It's really easy, but that will allow you to strengthen your intention. So what it is, no matter what you're doing during the day, do that with one intention. And say to yourself, to your mind, I'm doing this for this reason. And do it. And when you do it, think of your intention. This will strengthen your mind and your intention, your power of intention, in a good way. So do something for the sake of practicing your intention. Also into what you need to see coming into your life. Something that might not seem to be related at all. You can also light up a candle and say, I light up this candle to realize the life of my dream. Okay? Do anything with the intention power, with the intention power of your mind, with the power of intention. Anything else you can do. You can also sweep the floor and saying, I'm doing this to clean up my life. Or I'm doing this I'm doing this just for the life of my dream. Anything, even if it's not related. What is important is that you're actually doing an action consciously with an intention behind. Then, your mind will start getting the idea that when you do something with an intention and you finish that action, don't choose something too long, choose something short at the beginning. You finish that action, your intention has a beginning, a middle process, and an end. At that point, you have created a sphere of power within you. And keep on doing these things. And then do something else with an intention. Decide to do it with that intention. Do it and finish it. I want to say a good word to this person. Because I want to express love. Say a good word with the intention of expressing love and be aware when that action is finished. You will start building the power of intention within you. Because you're expressing a conscious choice, your willpower will build also upon that. Really important. Another thing, remember, before we close, every failure in life equals the removal of failure. In other words, whatever comes up, it comes up because it has to go. It is its destiny, unless you nourish it more and more. Remember, whatever comes up, it is a manifestation of your limitation, yes, but it comes up because it is its moment to be burned, to go. It has come to an end. A before it comes up to go. Sometimes it can stay when it comes up for a long time, depending on the intensity of that limitation, which is also called your karma. It could be called your karma. But it comes out, and in the exact moment that it's coming out, it is burning. And if you say to yourself, this too will pass, I know this is not permanent. I know this is not irreversible. This comes out because it has to burn. This too will pass. And at that moment, you can feel your heart relaxing there. And look forward in life. See what do you want. Then you will see that whatever is coming up in that moment will suddenly start to burn away. If it's something good, you might want to nourish it more. That's fine. If it's something that you don't like, no. At that point, you have reached a point where all your limitations are burning away. That's why they show up. Therefore, every failure, everything, every emotional distress, everything comes up to go. And at that moment, that is a motivation for the new, beautiful beginning of your life. Remember, don't be afraid of change. Have your feet grounded on your spiritual ideal. And know that you're happening to life. Life is not happening to you. You have the infinite power of your conscious intention. You have the power to balance your life through the great techniques of yoga and through real spiritual techniques associated with the understanding of the universal power. Take out your shoes. Answer the questions. What do I value? What gives me joy? Follow that. Express your intentions through small actions that might not even seem related, but they relate to you. And then ask yourself, what was my motivation at the beginning? What is it that brought me here? And change your life for the best in a healthy way. Thank you for listening. Remember, visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. I'm waiting for your emails. I'm happy to reply to them all. Open your free account on my website. This will give you access to the free material section with audio, book excerpts, and some videos and some of the archives of this show. This free material section will expand. Sign up for my newsletter, book a session with me if you want, and come back. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next Saturday at 10 p.m. on bbsradio.com or at 1 o'clock on Sundays, 1 o'clock p.m. on Sundays for Thai people. But for U.S., 10 p.m. in the evening Saturday. And see you next time with Awareness of the Soul. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from Vincent Sandy. Bye.